Good morning, beautiful British Columbia. My name is Lucy, and you are listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, ancestral territory of the Hakamin-speaking Musqueam people. We're here on the campus of the University of British Columbia on this beautiful day. It's great to be back with you folks on this Friday morning. So we've got a lot happening this morning. So we're going to be talking to Chloe from Generosity. How are you doing this morning, Chloe?
Having me.
I forgot to turn on your mic there. Oh, good. Say hi one more time.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. I'm psyched to be here.
Fantastic. So we'll be talking to Chloe a little bit more in a second. As well, we're going to be having the AUS in a little bit later, talking about their summer send-off, and we're going to do a little bit more about talking about a lot of crazy events that are going to be happening all the way through this week, including Coconut, which the Austin was talking about just before here. But before we get into that, I just wanted to play a tune to get the morning started a little bit. Summer, it isn't officially started, but it's definitely getting there, and the last couple days have been absolutely gorgeous on campus. Everyone's been lounging about on the Knoll, hanging out, having a blast. So I wanted to play a song that reminds me so much of summer. It's by a great band called Hey Ocean, and it's just got such a peppy spirit to it and a lot of pizzazz. So I wanted to play this one. This one's Bicycle by Hey Ocean, and stay tuned for more with Chloe and I talking about Generosity.
Pedaling is hard and fast as I can go. The basket on my bicycle is hanging low. It's filled with things that I am bringing to your house. You said some strange things on the phone. I wanna know what they're about. When I get there, you are gone. Your things in boxes on your lawn. And all the books you ever read are stacked upon your steps instead of in your room. And all your shoes are strung out on your neighbor's fence. Among all this, I find a note addressed to me. It says, leaving this place, not by choice, it's my fate.
I don't wanna hurt you, not trying to desert you.
Some people just won't cut out for this race. Get back on my bicycle, I'm moving slow. Never thought I'd realize the type of things I come to know. Some people just won't cut out for this type of life. To end up like their fathers with a house, a dog, two kids, a wife. The pressures of society are bound to get to you. I guess I'll have to let him go. Oh, I guess I'll cut him.
All right, so that was Hey Ocean with Bicycle. So starting off your summery morning, hopefully with a little bit of pep, and we're going to be talking here with Chloe a little bit about Generosity. So just to start off, tell us a little bit about how you got involved and why you wanted to be involved with Generosity.
Yeah, so I'll start off by introducing a little bit about what we do, if you don't know. We are a nonprofit organization started in Vancouver and specifically on UBC's campus. And we exist to fulfill our mission, which is to create a more philanthropic culture among young adults. And we do that through our social events. So what we'll do is we'll have a club night out. We'll choose a local venue. We'll host a local band. And we will sponsor a local charity. So for each of our events, we work to take on no cost, so we find sponsors and donors so that we can guarantee 100% of the $10 ticket that you're paying is going straight to that charity. We like to choose ones that are, like I said, local, usually small, so we know we're getting, a lot of bang for your buck, if you will. And when I found out about what was going on, I actually had a close friend, Ann Wyro, recruit me for the team. So I got my start promoting and kind of tried to climb the charity ladder a little bit. And since then, it's been a great time. I've been through the role of co-director of events. And now I've recently been elected as the co-president with Charlie Gunn.
Fantastic. And how's that been so far, being in this new role?
So the elections were pretty recent, so fortunately I haven't been a full-on president. That role is still being filled by Maya Zwang, and she has done such a great job with the organization, definitely taken it to new heights. So I'm stoked to begin my reign, if you will. But a little bit of time before that, we're just working through transitions now, and I'm stoked on it.
Fantastic. I think that's so great to hear. And it's so great to meet the next kind of generation that's going to be coming in next year. And so tell us a little bit about some of the initiatives that you do. You talk about different concerts and stuff. What are some of the other ones that you work on?
Yeah, so we've been growing and growing and trying to do and pursue a lot more in order to fulfill that mission. So I mentioned we do our club nights, and those are kind of where we got our start. That's been a wild success, and we have so much fun with that. But of course, that doesn't get straight to the dirty good stuff, right? In order to really try to get that philanthropic culture on campus, we've recently begun workshops in addition to our club nights. So what those are I guess, an intimate, smaller setting event where we'll have a keynote speaker as well as a panel of either young philanthropists or entrepreneurs, and they'll come and they'll kind of put in their input on how they got their start. And the idea is that we provide those stories and I guess that insight to really inspire other people who are interested in getting involved in philanthropy but don't necessarily know exactly how to or just kind of need that extra push or inspiration. So that's been incredible to see take off at UBC. Additionally, we have this event tomorrow night. I hope you guys have all heard of it. It's super inappropriately named. It's called the G-Spot. That's going to be Generosity's comedy event. We have that at the end of each term. The purpose for this one is that it's going to be timed around exams, because of course we know everyone's getting stressed. End of year, it's tough. Maybe you don't have the time to get off campus and go clubbing downtown, but you still want to blow off some steam. We're going to have some great comedians there, as well as a great DJ later. The doors are going to open at 8:45, 9. We have UBC Improv coming. Basically, the idea is come with your friends, relax, have some laughs, have some beers, stay later and dance if you want. We all know how the pit can get. It should be a great one. So, yeah.
So check it out. Absolutely. And if you're interested in more information, you can literally throw in the G-Spot into Facebook or Generosity, and it will come up there for you. Yeah, it looks like UBC Improv for stand-up comics. Vancouver Native Health Society is also, is that the group that you're supporting on this?
Yes,
one?
Absolutely. So I'd love to talk a bit about them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so the Vancouver Native Health Society is an organization that exists to promote the health of Aboriginal and the Aboriginal community in Greater Vancouver. And they do that by providing medical, counseling, and social services to the downtown Eastside Aboriginal community. So these are people that are struggling with a variety of issues, including substance abuse, mental health issues, chronic disease, homelessness, and poverty. So these are all very relevant issues to the Vancouver area, and that's kind of where we I guess that cause really resonated with us on this event. So we're definitely looking forward to raising an amount and getting that to them to hopefully make a difference.
That sounds incredible. And so each time that you do one of these projects, you work with a different charity organization?
Yes, we do.
So what are some of the other ones that you've worked with previously?
Oh, we've done so much. So the original story actually began with Connects Place Children's Hospice. That was something that was very dear to our founder, Zeke Blumenkron's heart. That's kind of what struck the inspiration for Generosity. Moving beyond that, we've worked with a ton. That includes Ronald McDonald House, BC, as well as the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. Our most recent event sponsored the Wanted Children's Foundation. We've even done some things abroad as well. I don't know if you're familiar with the South Sudanese International Youth. Sorry, I'm forgetting the last word of that. But that was actually started by a UBC student, Tim Neat. Abit. I'm definitely screwing up the name.
That's okay.
Completely my fault.
That's okay. No worries.
But
you go internationally as well.
Yeah. So we try to stay as local as possible. Like I said, I think it's already kind of difficult to really get people excited about the cause that they're working with. I think it's exciting to choose something local so that hopefully you're able to really see the results in your own community. But with that being said, there's also so much to do everywhere, all the time. And this was something that the founder had come to us. And like I said, she's a student at UBC. And it was something that really, really struck a chord with us. And we really wanted to get involved and help. So, yeah, we do a variety of things.
All sorts of things. So wherever you can kind of throw some need, throw some help, then you'll do that for them.
Definitely. And we always, of course, consider the impact that we'll be making on that organization as well.
Oh, fantastic. So. Yeah, and it sounds amazing. You've got the great combination of arts and entertainment with charity. Always look like there's some great events happening. I know there's almost nonstop, I seem to be seeing stuff that you folks are throwing out there. So it's super great.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's also all about the balance of not having too much. But of course, you know, with every event, you're bringing some good. So that's something we're working on. And I'm glad to see that you're recognizing our name out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a prominent name on campus. I don't know if you know that, but it is. It's a prominent name on campus up there with a lot of the other big party, party groups.
Okay.
But it's great because it's sort of more in the category of like Party Well or something, who do that combo, right, where you do the charity organization but with fun activities
as well. Hey, well, no, that's what we love. I mentioned that we've expanded to workshops, but another thing that we're trying to work on developing is sort of a consulting side, if you will. And the idea behind that is, of course, back to the mission, and I'll say it again, create a more philanthropic culture among young adults or on campus. What our consulting side does is, hey, let's say you came to our workshop, you were super inspired. You're like, I want to get involved. I love the idea. How can I do it? We have a couple people that are willing to meet with you, talk you through how we've been able to do it, and basically empower you to build your own tools to do it. So when we see other organizations out there that are doing similar things, or even like I've seen, like Feed the Children had an event, a social event. Of course, what Party Well is doing is great. Everything is helping the community. One organization cannot do it. In 5 years down the road, I would love to see five more organizations like this. I think it's a huge demographic to capitalize on and university campuses, and especially with young adults who don't necessarily have the money or the extra time to give back. It's much more easy than that. It can be just changing it up on a Saturday night on where you're going out, but it's going to be the same friends, cheap drinks, great music. So I love to see that around campus.
Oh, fantastic. So we'll be coming back and talking a little bit more with Chloe and about Generosity. But just to take a little breather for everyone's ears and for our voices, I'm going to play a little song for you here. It's by a band called Sunset Suns. And this song, once again, reminds me of summer. I'm really in that summer mood. So I'm going to throw this one on for you. This is Somewhere Maybe by Sunset Suns.
Another new life we'll find, you'll see. We'll find another somewhere to be. Make a new start, we'll go begin. Beginning new world we can live in. Making our way from shore to shore. A better new time worth living for. She'll come again. She'll come again. Another new life for me.
we'll find, you'll see. We'll find another somewhere to be. She'll come again. She'll come again. She'll come again. She'll come again. Somewhere maybe, been thinking lately, somewhere we'll find the skies away. The night unfolding, our eyes are opening, take my hand, go around our way. Somewhere maybe, I've been thinking lately, take a chance, go, no time to
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed back.
Ugh. Isn't there anything,
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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be stressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Disorder Magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
I love the Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Great, yeah.
I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay. Sure.
I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
All right, so you're listening to the Student Special Hour here on CITR 101.9. We're still here with Chloe from Generosity. So we've been talking a little bit about your group and a little bit about these events that you've been doing, but I want to know a little bit about more about Generosity, the organization. So how do you run? What does your team kind of look like?
Yeah, so we have about 20 members, consisting of both an executive and a street team side. So as I mentioned, I was brought in and recruited actually as a street team member, and that's more promotion. But what ended up happening was we had such a well-rounded team that everyone ended up bringing such big contributions to the table that in the next year of growth, we all kind of naturally fell into these new executive roles. So there's a couple different areas of the organization, which include, of course, our top executives, and they really, really run everything. Like, they're great. Then falling below them will be your events directors, of course, and those are the ones that will manage more club nights, work with the venues, et cetera. Then, of course, you have our workshop, our education and charity side, I guess, and those are the people who put a lot of work into those workshops and that initiative. And then, of course, an incredible marketing and internal team, two separate things. But I don't know. I guess we all ended up coming to the table with all these different skills that fell so well together to form the organization and grow. We continue to bring in such great talent in our promotion team. We'll actually be hiring again in the fall as well as a bit throughout the summer. I may just drop it out there real quick. We are looking for a sponsorship executive. This is a huge and very, very important role in the organization. So if you're interested, definitely check out our website. Let us know. So it's a great team dynamic. I think that one of the things that makes us so successful is just how much we click so well together. You recruit great people, but you don't really know how they're going to mesh together until you're kind of in action. And we've been really, really lucky. But I think that that goes to the credit of our recruiters and the people who do that. But it's been an absolute pleasure with working with everyone on the team. I don't think I would be as passionate about the organization without my teammates.
Fantastic. That sounds incredible. What a group. That sounds like you guys do really fantastic work there. And so I was wondering a little bit more about this. You mentioned before the zero-cost events. And I was just really curious about that. How do you make that happen through sponsorship and everything?
Yeah. So like I said, we are both very, very, very proud, but also very hardworking to achieve this. It's definitely a really important part of our organization to give as much as we possibly can. So we actually exist and operate on a non-existent budget. For each event, we approach our venues saying, you know, like, we're so excited to offer you what we can. But in return, we're asking for a bit of help. So with that, we're able to get the venue for free. We have great relationships with local artists, fortunately. So we're able to get artists for free. That's what I didn't mention as well. Part of our organization is the talent and production side, and they do a lot of work for us. So that's with the artists. Another great thing, actually, that I'll go into as well is we always work to build on our relationships with liquor distributors, actually, for those types of sponsorships. So one of our biggest staples, and I can't believe I haven't brought it up yet. This is probably the most interesting thing to students. It's our Karma Bar. I hope you've heard of it. It's definitely one of the easiest ways to get my friends to come out. I know that for sure. So what that is based on the event and its brand. We'll choose a certain type of liquor, typically tequila, because, I mean, who doesn't ever want tequila, right? It fits everything. So we'll reach out to a tequila brand or the venue and see if we can get a certain amount of bottles donated. And we'll operate our own Karma Bar at each event where we sell a shot of tequila for $4 each. Which is easy sell, but also extremely dangerous. it's been a huge, huge draw and one of my favorite things about our club night events. I will mention, though, with the comedy event coming up tomorrow night, our Karma Bar is going to be working a little bit differently. So rather doing those $4 shots, you will have the option at any point in the night to add any amount you want onto your bill, and 100% of that will be going to Vancouver Native Health.
Fantastic. Incredible. And was there something also about buying tickets beforehand for the Karma Bar or something, or is that not happening as much?
Yeah, so we actually decided to discontinue that. There were just a couple of complications, and that's not going to be an option anymore. But this is still going to be a great opportunity to add on a little bit more. I know we all have that moment when you're checking out and your cashier says, would you like to add a little bit extra for insert cost here?
Yeah, insert cost here.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you're kind of like, oh my God, all I wanted was a 50-cent banana. And now I feel like I'm going to hell. Like, what? Definitely consider this. If you're going to be paying for cheap drinks already at the pit, think about what else, like what you'd be willing to pay. Add on a little bit more. Know that whole amount is going to be going to help a really great organization.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's also a testament to how, you know, like with organizations like this, you'll work on a lot of different things and you kind of, it's like a trial and error and you notice that some things it worked for you, some things don't. And the fact that you're jumping out of your comfort zone and trying these things is great in itself. So that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me today in the studio.
Yeah, oh my gosh, thanks so much for having me.
It was fantastic. And once again, congratulations on your new position. And I feel like Generosity is in good hands for next year. And so if for anyone who's listening, just so you know, we're talking about the event that's happening this Saturday at the Pit Pub, starting about 9 o'clock, 8:45. And there's going to be comedians, DJs, Karma Bar, like Chloe was just talking about, all sorts of great stuff. So if you're interested, sorry, I'm just about to cough here. But if you're interested in coming out on campus and having a bit of a night out, Saturday night at the Pit Pub with Generosity. All right, so for the rest of this show, we will be talking to the Arts Undergrad Society a little bit about their event, Summer Sendoff. But before we go to that, we're going to be playing a song by Andrew Burr. This is Pulaski at Night.
Half empty, half full, cup runneth over, horns a plenty, coffers full, we're starting over. Half empty, half full, cup runneth over, horns plenty, coffers full, we're starting over. I write you a story, but it loses its thread, and all of my witnesses keep turning up. Keep turning up dead. I paint you a picture of Pulaski at night. Come back to Chicago, city of light. Come back to Chicago. Paint you a picture, but it never looks right. 'Cause I feel in the shadows and block out the light. I send you a postcard. It says Pulaski at night. Greetings from Chicago. City of light. back to Chicago.
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on the Student Special Hour with your host, Lucy. Here again, I'm here with Denby this morning from Arts Undergrad Society. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Is this your first time on radio?
It is. I'm super excited to be here.
Fantastic. It's good to have you. I love having people who haven't been on the radio much before. It happens a lot, especially with students,
yeah.
And it's great to get you folks an opportunity to try it out and see what it feels like.
Yeah, it's super cool.
So hopefully I'm not too scary for you. We'll have some fun, hang out a little bit. All right. So tell us everyone about who you are and where you're coming from.
Yeah, so my name is Denby. I'm a third-year student. I'm working with the Arts Undergraduate Society. I'm a creative writing major and a psychology minor. And I work as a promotional coordinator in the AUS, which was a new position this year. And I absolutely love it.
Oh, fantastic. And tell us a little bit about the Arts Undergrad Society. What do you folks do?
Yeah, so like many of the other undergraduate societies, we do a lot of things. We focus on social events, academic events, wellness events, professional development, basically all for the art students, which also includes media studies and fine arts. So basically, we throw fun events and things that help you as a student.
Fantastic. And the Arts Undergrad Society the arts faculty overall is massive.
Yeah.
Right?
We have a hashtag, 12,000
strong, 12,000
strong, to represent all our students. But I think it's actually gone up to 13,000.
Which doesn't have quite the same ring to it,
no,
does it?
Doesn't.
To kick 1,000 out just to make it easier on you. Yeah.
So
that's so how do you find that you accommodate all those people when you are creating these events and everything?
Yeah, that's something that was a huge challenge this year because promotions was not a position before. It's hard. definitely. Getting out on campus so people see us, using social media to let everyone know, targeting first years, like in residences, to try to get them involved. That's something that we kind of do to kind of bring everyone together. And sometimes in our events, we'll have a major type of coordination. I know that's something that a candidate for the VP student life position is wanting to do.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really interesting with these bigger faculties, it actually makes it harder in some ways to engage students because they're not like, you know, LFS or something where everyone knows each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a sense of like lost in the crowd. Do you find that that you have that kind of experience because there's so many students?
I think I do. And I think I myself had that experience. I know in the first 2 years I hadn't heard about the AUS. And so, yeah, I think that definitely is something that happens. And that's a lot of the things we're trying to work on is improving that connection between so many students.
Yeah, fantastic. And so tell us a little bit about some of the events that you run. I hear there's one happening next week, Summer Send-Off.
There is. I'll start with Summer Send-Off. Summer Send-Off is our end of the year kind of celebration for all the things we've done. And to thank all the students who came out to all our events. It's put on by the Student Life Portfolio. And it's kind of, there's food, there's activities, and this year we're actually having a Bizarre Garden. I don't know if I can actually say the word according to the Arts Undergraduate Society, but that's 19 plus.
Is that what you say?
Yeah,
Bizarre. I mean, everyone knows what that is.
Yeah.
A Bizarre Garden. It's a very awkward word to say, though.
It is. But yeah, so we have hot dogs, snow cones, cotton candy. We're also going to be having a dunk tank to dunk the new execs and the current execs, as well as a mechanical bowl, which is weather permitting, and sumo wrestling in like
the
massive sumo wrestling.
That's incredible, and it looks like it's free.
It is.
Entrance.
It is free entrance and free food. And then probably free activities too.
You don't know at this point. But
at this point,
it looks like it is going to, at least the entrance and everything. And so is it going to be open for everyone?
It's open to absolutely everyone. It's open in the Buchanan Courtyard and you can just kind of come and go between classes. It's from 11 to 2 p.m. and it'll just be a fun time.
On Wednesday, April 6th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's right by Buchanan D, it looks like. And so in between classes, if you have, say, an hour break, go do some sumo wrestling, have some cotton candy. Maybe have the cotton candy after the sumo wrestling. I think that would end poorly the other direction. And enjoy a little bit of the summer send-off that the Arts Undergrad Society are providing for everyone, not even... just art students. And I have a feeling that this is going to get a lot of attention. I mean, I can't imagine how having a sumo wrestling, bull riding, cotton candy, thing would not attract attention. So
This is an annual event, and I know last year got a lot of people coming out who also didn't even know about it before it was happening. So we're super excited.
Yeah, for considering how many people are on campus, there's not... like a ton of people invited to the event, but I think it's one of those ones that you don't even have to, right? Because in some ways, because the promotion kind of does itself. Mm-hmm. When you get people screaming and whatever things are happening, you're not really gonna need to promote it as much.
Yeah, when people hear free food, they usually come running.
Yeah, exactly.
From our experience,
especially the art students, I feel like we're ready. We're prepared to be a little broke, so we. We're excited about the concept of free food. Mm-hmm. And if you have class, even if you have class after 2 p.m., just stop for a beer. I mean, it's the last week. Who really needs to pay that much attention?
Yeah.
Stop for a beer and hang out at the summer send-off. It looks like an incredible event. I'll try to make it out as well.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome.
And so what other kind of events do you folks run?
Yeah, so another big event we do, we kind of have social events and sports events, at least in the Student Life Committee. So we've put on a coffee house before, and we got people out to sing music and do spoken word, which is always amazing. There's also always a great turnout and always such great talent. We've also done Namaste, which is a Namaste. It's with an A-U-S in the middle. We love puns. And that's a yoga event that we've done once a term, which is also really great. And this year we did Dodge in the Dark, which was dodgeball, glow-in-the-dark dodgeball.
Oh, my gosh.
It was super successful, a lot of fun, and I think it's going to become an annual tradition.
That's fantastic. I feel like the Arts Undergrad Society always has a lot of really, like, randomly interesting events. How do you folks come up with these different kinds of events?
I think it's just the team that's picked is always, like, super... super creative, super into trying new things, as well as keeping our traditions like summer send off. We also the volunteer coordinator actually this year was great with coming up with puns. We had a beer garden called Twerker Tree, and then we also had one for the holidays called Chris Mouse, and we just kind of go with that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It sounds incredible. You always see the subtle little or not so subtle AUS thrown into different names and things. And I think that's a sweet little way of kind of connecting it back. Mm-hmm. There's lots of different events that happen on campus, and when you can look at an event and know directly that it's run by the AUS, it's a nice treat there. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And so what's some of your favorite events that you've been a part of?
I absolutely love Coffee House. I emceed both of them this year. That's just a great time, and I'm always not shocked at the talent, but shocked at the talent because there's some people are just so amazing, what else? Namaste, I went to and I loved. I'm drawing a blank. Arts Week, how could I not mention Arts Week?
Oh, just Arts a Week. Failure.
Yeah,
just kidding.
It's our week-long big event. There were so many great things there. There was a wine and cheese night that. You got to network with profs and other students. There was Purple, a big party at the pit at the end of the week. and there was a barbecue with free hot dogs, which was a hit, of course.
Of course, free things.
Yeah, so Arts Week was also amazing to be a part of.
Incredible. And so why did you decide to become a part of the Arts Undergrad Society?
Yeah, that's a good question. I hadn't been super involved in the past 2 years on campus. And then at the end of my second year, I was like, oh, they're hiring. My friend had been a part of it, and I thought that I should give this a try. And so I thought I would do what I do best, and that's promotions, I thought. And I got the position, and I've just absolutely loved it. And I'm totally going to be part of it next year as well. I encourage everyone to get involved. It's such a great community of people that really have your back, and it's awesome.
Yeah, a little bit of a community on campus. I feel like that's always an ongoing running theme with the groups that I have in here is when people, I ask people why they got involved, and a lot of people are just like, I was so lost on campus, you know? You get a bit abandoned, I feel like, first year's great if you're in res, and then after first year, it's like the lost second years. Everyone gets, they're wandering, scrambling around, not sure what to do with themselves. And so there. If you're listening in your early years at UBC, join a group. Join AUS if you want. Join Generosity, as we heard from earlier. Join whoever and just kind of create a bit of that community. So we'll be coming back and talking to Demby a little bit more in a few minutes. Before that, we're just going to play some ads.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9, the Student Special Hour. We're closing up a little bit, talking to the Arts Undergrad Society about summer send-off and other events that are going on with you folks. So let's repeat a little bit more, and unless you're tired of us talking, and too bad because we're the ones on the mic. So we've got summer send-off happening on Wednesday. Repeat, throw us out. What are the things that people can expect?
Free food, hot dogs, cotton candy, snow cones. Activities such as a dunk tank, a mechanical bull, and the sumo wrestling with the big suits.
With the big suits.
And $2 beers in Buchanan, Mass. And this will be in Buchanan Courtyard. And it'll be super fun.
Incredible. It sounds like a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. And so what else is going on with the AUS? I know that it's a bit of a turnover. The semester's finishing. Is there anything that's happening?
Actually, today, we're currently having elections, and today is the last day to vote. Today until 4 p.m., you can vote for the new president, VP external, internal, student life, communications, finance, and AMS reps. I hope I didn't miss any academic, admin. Something particularly cool about this year is that this is the first year we're going to have a VP communications role, which will be about social media, branding, multimedia, promotions, and managing the website, which we didn't have before. It was all under external. So that's going to be a really cool change. in the upcoming year.
That's really exciting to hear. I think that the new media thing is really expanding, actually. Mm-hmm. CITR just inputted a new executive position in that as well, because it's too much now for one person to do all of these things. Mm-hmm. So that's great to hear. And more people getting involved, which is fantastic as well. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And starting off your radio career that I will hopefully, you know, see you on billboards one day. fantastic. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. So we're going to be playing another song and then coming back and doing a last wrap up of events happening at UBC. This is Hannah Georges with Thick Skin.
I pay a visit to the circus. It won't cost you much. Just come prepared with some thick skin. We can all
again, you're listening to CITR 101.9, the Student Special Hour. We're coming down to our last few minutes here on the Student Special Hour, and this is the part where I talk at you about different events happening on CITR. That too, actually. Speaking of, we've got Nelly with the Cat's Pajamas coming up soon, and then Dave Radio with Radio Dave coming up after that. So lots of great content on CITR, but as well on UBC campus, lots going on there. As Austin was talking about earlier, we've got Coconut happening. This is an all-day event going from about 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., so it's already started. There's been it's a baseball tournament throughout the day, and then softball. And then there's going to be a forestry bash at the end of the evening. So live bands, burgers, beer, cider, general merriment. Tickets are $10, include a t-shirt and a lei. And $3 for burgers. There's also vegan and veggie patties available. Beers and ciders are $2. Softball is running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Thunderbird Field closest to FSC. You sign up in the atrium, and there's teams of at least 10 players. So you can go check that out. You can go watch some teams play or go play yourself if you're still interested. And at night, start around 6 p.m., there's going to be bands playing. Cutapira, Lady Jams, System Skyline, and Cheap Flavor all going to be playing there at Coconut. It looks like it's going to be a really great time. Tickets are only $10, so really to give that a look out. As well, there's going to be a talk today happening about sexism, racism, and speciesism, intersecting oppressions. It's today at 12:30 to 2 p.m. at the McMillan Building. on Main Mall. It's going to be in room 258. If you're interested, check out the Facebook page, Sexism, Racism, and Speciesism. Sorry, isms are a little tough. And check that out. It's going to be an incredible talk. There's lots of people interested in it, though. So if you're interested in going, you might want to get there nice and early. As well, UBC Improv's final show of the year is today at 7 p.m. And they're going to be doing just their usual shenanigans, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. They have advanced online ticketing. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7 p.m. sharp. $3 door admission or free for members. Come celebrate, cry, laugh, and see them one last time. So, but this is you know, a great opportunity to check out UBC Improv before the night is through, before the semester is through, as it were. So come check that out tonight going on. As well, there's tons going on this weekend. BVP is going to be presenting an event called Goose Hunt Back to the 80s. It's tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. to about midnight. It's going to be at Kerner's Pub. And there's going to be tons of bands playing. And just a major throwback session overall. The lineup is going to be Sam Tudor, Melt, System Skyline as well. You can go through the System Skyline tour of UBC this weekend. Emily in the Headlights, The Statistics, Gert Tiberner, and the Strumpets. Sorry, Strumpets. And then on the acoustic stage, there's going to be Noah Dirksen, Lizzie Kent, Alex Lim Music, Traffic, Emirachi, Tissen, and Ohi. So those are going to be all happening. Tons of music happening on at Kerner's Pub, as well as the Generosity event happening at the Pit Pub the same night. So you can maybe bounce between them, run around campus, and check them all out. For the BVP event, there's going to be tons of treats there as well. $4 wild turkey whiskey all night long, $4 craft beer during happy hour till 9 p.m., $4 PBR all night, discount cover for early arrival, as well as for BVP members. Two stages, get stoked. And finally, there will be a Vera's food truck parked outside all night, complete with vegetarian options. So I think a lot of events are moving into that summer vibe. Lots going on in terms of that. It's going to be along with the Generosity event on Saturday. And then on Sunday, there's Psi Epsilon is doing a run 5K Sunday at 12 p.m. if you're interested in running about a little bit. That's going to be happening as well. University of British Columbia, obviously. And they're going to be doing donate a register online through their Facebook event page. There'll be an event. There'll be a booth set up in the Nest on Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that's not probably, it's probably a little bit late now, but you could probably sign up still online. So remember to keep following the page for updates if you want to get involved with that. And going on further, there's going to be, I mean, how I've missed it so far is beyond me, is the 9th annual AMS Block Party is coming up on next Friday. So that's going to be happening with tons of great musicians, tons of great performers happening. Food carts, crazy fun game, 7 hours of music and revelry. And the lineup is Melt, MGH, Leighton Kramer, Vince Staples, Oh Wonder, and then DJing to finish the night is Lido. So there's a great block party how-to guide, do bring, don't bring. All the information is available on their Facebook page. AMS Block Party is one not to miss. So give that a check out next Friday for last day of classes. All right. Thank you so much for listening to the Student Special Hour today. Once again, my name is Lucy, and we're here on CITR 101.9. Next up, we have Nelly with the Cat's Pajamas. But before that, I'm going to be playing just speaking of UBC Improv, made me think of this ad that I made a little while ago. And so just actually a couple weeks ago. And so I'm going to be playing it for you. It's a really great one that I think that it just gives a good show into UBC Improv and why they're such characters. And if you want to check out their show tonight, once again, that's at 7 p.m. Thank you so much for listening to the Student Special Hour.
The following is a list of little-known facts about the University of British Columbia, courtesy of UBC Improv.
Only one student may know the true location of Buchanan Block E at any time. This student is known as the Guardian of the Arts.
The top of the Irving Clock Tower contains an ever so slightly smaller clock tower.
Taking three finals on the same day may be replaced by three rounds of bare-knuckle boxing with Dr. Robert Gateman.
The president of the AMS must feast on the blood of a first year every 3 hours to maintain their power.
Unfortunately, we've been lying to you.
Surprisingly, all of these facts were entirely made up.
Except for the blood feast part. The thirst of the AMS president is all too real.
If you want to hear us make up more hilarious things off the top of our heads, come to a UBC improv show every second Friday at 7 p.m. in Neville Scarf 100.
And check out our yearly Impulse Improv Festival each March, featuring teams from across North America.
Like UBC Improv on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or add UBC Improv on Snapchat for show updates, and because we crave your sweet, sweet electronic attention.